the part of the wagon that the horses actually pull on.
Well, a lot of people call it a single tree. My daddy called it a whiffle tree.
Whiffle tree.
Yeah.
How about the now that those are the individual.
That's the end. Then there was a double tree.
Okay. Now the if you were taking wood, let's see, you know, going back and forth to a sawmill or something with wood, you might say they were
dragging logs, logging,
yeah,
or hauling logs,
yeah.
And
if you're talking about dragging logs, you say yesterday they that log out of the field. They
drug the log out of the field.
Right. And now the kinds of things that you use, I'd like to tell me about some of the different kinds of things that you use to break up the soil with.
Well, we had a single plow, double plow, 3-foot hillside plow, and a turning plow.
Now the hillside plow was the one that you...
The beam went, it went back.
Flipped it over. Mm-hmm. And then the, how about the thing that you broke the dirt up in?
The harrow.
Yeah.
We had a harrow and a section harrow and a disc harrow.
Did you ever have that kind with the teeth on it? The
rolled? No, yeah. We never did have that kind.
And the thing you used for sawing wood?
Cross-cut saw.
Yeah, and what did you put the put like a log on if you were going to saw wood with a cross-cut?
On the wood rack.
Right. And then these, now that was an X-frame, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, an X-frame.
Now the kind with the A-frame, there was another kind with an A-frame that you might use for, or if you're painting a house, you might use this.
Scaffolding.
Yeah. And would you call those things scaffolds? Or?
Yes.
And something you might use on your hair to instead of a comb.
Brush.
Yeah. And to sharpen a razor.
Hone it.
Or to hone it, but
stropping it.
Yeah. And the and so you call that thing a razor.
Stop.
Yeah. And the thing you put into a rifle.
We call them shells.
Yeah. Or
some people call them bullets, but I don't.
Uh-huh.
We call them shells.
How would the term now there's another word that they use also. It starts with a C.
Cartridge.
Is that the same thing as a shell?
Yeah. Cartridge. Same thing as a shell. We use the. Shells for shotguns, as they're made out of paperboard,
uh-huh.
And cartridge for those made for .22, made out of brass.
I see. Mm-hmm. And then, this is a kind of a thing of children.
Seesaw.
Yeah.
Somebody, some people call them teeter-totters.
Okay. And did you ever, did when you were a child, did your father or anybody around here ever make one of these things? They drive a peg into the ground?
Yeah, we call that, what did we call that? Swinging horse, I believe.
Okay, yeah, all right. There are, I think it's called a ridey horse. That's
yeah,
a
ridey horse.
Or a whirligig is another.
What?
A whirligig.
Yeah, a whirligig.
But, and then when you you had the stove in the house, you had a did you ever burn coal in the stove?
Yes, we've had coal stove.
Well, with a coal stove, did you ever have a small container that you might use?
Coal bucket, or some of them called them a hod, coal hod.
Uh huh. But that was common in this.
No, it wasn't too common in this country. But I've heard a few people call it that.
Okay. And then the, but a hod to you would be more on an empty barrel.
Well, yes, but to me now it'd be something that you placed on your shoulder.
Yeah,
and carry
the hod carrier, mm-hmm. Yeah, and carrying.
Lumber up to the flat store.